The Mizzou International Composers Festival is right around the corner. We've got guest composer Georg Haas coming up later in the program. Up next is an excerpt from my recent interview with resident composer Amadeus Regocera. You're listening to Classical 90.5.
As a kid, I saw Elton John playing music on stage, dressed up in crazy outfits, and I wanted to do that.
That's the voice of Amadeus Regocera, one of the 8 resident composers that will be here in Columbia as part of the Mizzou International Composers Festival next week. We'll hear one of Regocera's works premiered by Alarm Will Sound at the festival. My name is Trevor Harris. Here's more of my recent conversation with Regocera on Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5.
And it looked like a lot of fun, and so I asked my parents to put me in piano lessons, but then I ended up playing classical music, which was kind of a bummer at first, but I kind of stuck with it. And this was maybe four or five, and I started playing the drums when I was 10 because I got obsessed with the Beatles, but then wound up playing in exclusively punk rock bands when I was in middle school and high school, and then kept with the punk and post-punk and sort of post-rock, garage rock bands up until recently, actually. That's sort of my musical background, but, you know, I was classically trained, and I got my BA at UC San Diego, where I was initially a biochemistry major and then took a contemporary music course my freshman year, thinking it was pop music and stuff, but it ended up being contemporary music, like the kind that I found myself involved with today. That's actually what the gateway drug for me to actual sort of written concert music and contemporary music. The professor there, the cello professor, Charles Curtis, his slant was kind of very fluxist and sort of American experimentalism, performance art, just experimental practice, basically. And so we're, you know, doing Lamont Young and Avon Lucier and playing Feldman, you know, piano pieces, multiple piano pieces, The Cage and the Imaginary Landscape, listening to Yoko Ono records, looking at sort of land installations, you know, and just doing all the stuff that isn't necessarily, you know, the Cage number pieces that isn't necessarily sort of straight ahead concert music. So it was basically my mind was blown, and then I sort of settled into composition.
So you mentioned earlier the Elton John influence and the Beatles and the punk and the post-punk period. In the classical universe, who are some composers, either historic or contemporary, that have inspired you and gotten you motivated to write your own works?
In my music, you don't really hear Lamont Young and all that. I mean, that was sort of just like the beginning. And it's a really weird beginning, because that's sort of not the beginning that most people usually have.
An excerpt there from Amadeus Regocera's Squirrel, spelled S-K-R-W-L. He'll be a resident composer here in Columbia for the Mizzou International Composers Festival, happening next week.
So my relationship to electronics and technology is a little fraught. I did a little bit of live processing when I first arrived at UC Berkeley and found that actually the most complex and interesting aspect of music making were in the sort of physical embodiment of and the physical production of sound by a human, which doesn't seem very new or very sort of groundbreaking, but it's amazing how little of that might go on in the compositional process. For me, it's very much about bodies and friction.
When you sit down to write a piece of music, where do you get the inspiration from? Will you just hear sounds in the world, or do you lay in there and hearing your heartbeat or crickets or somebody else's?
It's kind of a heartbeat thing. It's a lot of physical utterance. There's a book that was really influential for me by a composer and sound artist named Trevor Wishart. So the book was called On Sonic Art. And in it, there's a whole section called On Utterance. It talks about the sort of this idea of utterance, which is, you know, the physical production of sound by a body, whether by animals or by humans, and the sort of like complexities of those sounds. And, you know, it ties in also with this idea of each body producing a very specific sound to itself. Like each cello is different, each person's voice is different, and the sort of complex interactions of various sort of physical shapes that inspired me to sort of just think about sound.
One of my guests this hour on Mizzou Music has been the American composer Amadeus Julian Regucera. He'll be here in Columbia as one of the resident composers at the Mizzou International Composers Festival with a premiere of his new work, Carved. He's been my guest this hour on Mizzou Music. Amadeus, thanks for making the time and safe travels to Columbia. I look forward to meeting you when you're here.
Great. Thanks, Trevor.